11th March 1936, talk number 179. Mr. Friedman had asked Swami Ram Dass something, to which he replied that there will be no more births for himself. The engineer had pointed out there should be no anxiety regarding rebirth. There will be the same Rama, the same Ram Dass, the same search for Rama, and the same bliss of realization. What objection could be there for the repetition of this Rama Leela? Ram Dass had admitted that there could be no objection, that it would be an enjoyment and a game. The engineer further said that Ram Dass added that Ram Dass had found Rama merged in him and happy in that union. They are the same. Still there was Ram Dass. There was Rama. There was the union. There was the bliss. That is eternal. Saying it, he asked what Sri Bhagavan would say to it. Maharshi, it is all as true as the present events. Talk number 180. Later, the same gentleman said that sleep was a state of oblivion, and the wakeful state was the mind's activity. The mind was in a potential state in sleep. Maharshi, were you not in sleep? Devotee, yes, I was, but in a state of oblivion. There must be a witness of oblivion and of the mind which says that I am continuous in both states. Maharshi, who is this witness? You speak of witness. There must be an object and a subject to witness. These are creations of the mind. The idea of witness is in the mind. If there was the witness of oblivion, did he say, I witness oblivion? You, with your mind, said just now that there must be a witness. Who was the witness? You must reply, I. Who is that I again? You are identifying yourself with the ego and say, I. Is this ego I the witness? It is the mind that speaks. It cannot be witness of itself. With self-imposed limitations, you think that there is a witness of mind and of oblivion. You also say, I am the witness. That one who witnesses the oblivion must say, I witness oblivion. The present mind cannot arrogate to itself that position. The whole position becomes thus untenable. Consciousness is unlimited. On becoming limited, it simply arrogates to itself the position. There is really nothing to witness. It is simple being. Talk number 181. Devotee, which is that Dhamma? Is it not the absolute state beyond cosmic consciousness? Maharshi, yes. Devotee, na nivartante would mean not covered by ignorance again. Maharshi, yes. Devotee, does it follow by inference that those who reach cosmic consciousness have not escaped from the clutches of ignorance? Maharshi, that is what is meant by saying that all lokas, even the Brahma loka, do not release one from rebirth. Quoting the Bhagavad Gita, reaching me, there is no rebirth. All others are in bondage. End quote. Moreover, so long as you think that there is movement, as implied in the word gatva, having gone to, there is return also. Again, gati implies your birth, What is birth? It is birth of the ego. Once born, you reach something. If you reach it, you return also. Therefore, leave off all this verbiage. Be as you are. See who you are, and remain as the self, free from birth, going, coming, and returning. Devotee, true. However often this truth is heard, still it eludes us and we forget it. Maharshi, quite so. Reminders are often necessary. Talk number 182. In the course of the day, an interesting photo was missing. Sri Bhagavan appeared concerned about it. Mr. Friedman asked how Sri Bhagavan viewed all these matters. Sri Bhagavan said, "Suppose you dream that you are taking me to Poland. You wake up and ask me, 'I dreamt so and so. Did you dream so or know it? Or how do you view it?'" Devotee, "But you are not aware of the happenings in front of you?" Maharshi, "These are all workings of the mind and the questions also." Then again, Sri Bhagavan related an episode in Sri Rama's search for Sita. Parvati asked Shiva why Rama, the perfect being, was grieving at the loss of Sita. Shiva said that Rama was still perfect. If the perfection need to be tested and made clear, Parvati might appear as Sita before Rama and see what happened. So she did. Rama ignored her appearance and was still crying out, "Ha, Sita, ha, Sita," and moved on like a blind man without taking any notice of Parvati.